far do you think you've been? No, the bathroom is the other way, young man. You've been to my daughter's room, haven't you? Don't lie to me. We agreed you could stay with us for Thanksgiving on the understanding that you had to sleep in the guest room. And here we are. In the small hours of the morning with you sneaking back from her room in nothing but your underpants. You know, we are a traditional family. We believe in the sanctity of marriage. We ask you to respect that. We were very clear that there would be no sexual ongoings with our daughter under our roof. What have you been up to in her room, huh? Have you been messing about? You expect me to believe that, mister? You've been alone with my daughter, my beautiful daughter, in her room, and you just talked. Drop your shorts. Yes, you had me drop your shorts. Yes, right here on the landing. I'm not joking, drop them now. Or I'll fetch my husband. Go ahead. So you can do as you're told. Just as I thought. You smell of sex. No, you can't weasel out of this. You've been fornicating with my daughter in my home. I can smell it. Smell her on your penis. What did you do? Sweet talk her into disobeying her parents' wishes? Did you have your way with her? Your fun? Didn't think you could just slip back into your room without a second thought? Were you just going to sleep all smug knowing you deflowered my daughter? Laying in bed with her scent still on your cock? Well, we can't have that. I mean, it's filthy, disgusting, obscene. Yeah. I'll clean you off now. Of course. Like this. Shush. You won't want me to look at my husband now, would you? No, I wouldn't want that. So keep your voice down, okay? Let's get this dick of yours. From the hilt. To the tip. And clean all of my dirt off of you. Just laugh off all hedges from where you've been. a good hard fucking you're bald. Still, I can't forget this huge heavy ball. There, all done. Although. Now you're all hard. Very, very hard. Yeah. No, not yet. I can't have you going back to your bed all stiff like this. No. You only lay in bed masturbating. And you know what? That won't do at all. So, let me just take care of that for you, okay? Just let me take care of it. Well, you're happy enough to put your cookie in my data. So why not me too? I can't have you jacking yourself off in our guest room. Thinking of my death and no doubt. Thinking of all the nasty things you'd like to do to her. I can't have that. Yeah, so that's why I think it's so much better if I take care of you before you go back to bed. The very idea of you touching yourself as you fantasize about my girl. The wicked things you want to do to her. It was so very wrong. Fucking her from behind. No doubt. Slamming yourself into her pretty behind. Are you fucked up the ass yet? Or are you walking up to there? Persuading my sweet innocent daughter to show love and sex. Well, resisting is she? Telling you she's unsure. Oh, you dirty, dirty, reprehensible young man. Corrupting my daughter. No, I need to. I need to suck all these impure thoughts out of you. I'll cleanse you so you won't. Let's sneak about with my daughter behind our backs. Oh, you stay with us. Okay. I bet my poor little girl has no idea how wicked you truly are. What a nasty, dirty young man she's dating. I invite you into our hall for Thanksgiving. And you use that as an opportunity to turn our daughter into a slut. Is that what you like? To treat women like whores? Yeah, well, show me. Show me. Show me how you like to use women. Show me how you like to use my data. I've tasted it now. I've tasted it on your cock. Her cream. Now I want to taste you. Shoot your heart into me. Not my daughter. Do it. Spunk straight into me. I'm really. Delicious. You know, I can see what my daughter sees in you, but I seem to have met even more of a mess. Oh, my drool is all over your cooking balls. That's better. Now, go back to your room, young man. And we're not going to say any more of this, okay? But there'll be no more fucking with my daughter, is that clear? And if you really do need to empty those balls of yours again, well, just let me know, okay? I'll always be happy to entertain a house guest.